WURD is the only Black-owned talk radio station in Pennsylvania, and this week, the organization is celebrating its founder. Dr. Walter P. Lomax was a prominent physician, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. He purchased WURD in 2002. Sarah Lomax Reese, CEO of WURD, is here to discuss the effort to preserve the legacy of her late father. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So this is a big week for WURD, recognizing your father's legacy. Tell us about Founders Day and why you decided to have such a tradition.
Sure. So Founders Day is in honor of my father, Walter P. Lomax Jr., MD, who is the founder of WURD and many other things. He was a physician. He was an incredibly talented entrepreneur and real estate developer and philanthropist and just a wonderful, wonderful person. We actually started Founders Day when he was still alive. He made transition in 2013. And I think the year before is when we kicked off the first Founders Day. And I actually asked him, you know, are you cool with this? Can we do this celebration in your honor? And he agreed. So I feel like this is sanctioned by him because he was alive and agreed to participate in a certain way. And so we've continued the tradition all of these years later. And it's a major, major event for WURD for us to kind of acknowledge his life and his legacy and the areas of his life that were so important to him and to the community. So health and wellness, economic empowerment for the Black community, and independent media. Those are like the three strands that we really try and acknowledge and speak into every Founders Day.
I mean, the fact is he went into underserved communities and would actually rehab properties and spur economic development while helping those communities with health and wellness.
Yeah, I mean, he was a real visionary. I mean, he believed very much in owning where you worked. He didn't believe in renting. He didn't believe in carrying debt. He didn't believe in carrying a mortgage for more than 5 years. He believed in cash and he believed in not having a lot of debt. And so he would go into these communities. South Philadelphia was the site of his first medical center in the community where he was born and raised. And his father actually helped him rehab and build his first medical center at 18th and Wharton. And then he expanded to Mount Airy and to Germantown, West Philly, Grays Ferry, really throughout the city at the height of his medical practices. But he was consistent in going into communities that were underserved, that didn't have full service, high quality medical services, full service. So OBGYN care, family medical, family practitioners, and podiatry and pharmacy. And so it was literally a one-stop shop. And that was something that's back in like the 70s. He has a lot of like energy, like this really good karma that we as his children are the beneficiaries of. The goodwill that that he created in his lifetime is extended to us. And my mother, you know, similarly created great karma. They were both incredibly generous people. They operated from this mentality of you take with one hand and you give with the other. You're never just taking. You're always, there's this flow. To grow up with parents that embodied that and emulated that, it just created a wonderful model for us as their children. And we're trying to just pay it forward.
Yeah. And part of that is Founders Day. And it's more than a day. It's multiple days at this point. And so talk about how you pay it forward and sort of expand this legacy that your dad began.
This year's Founders Day, we've added a couple of new elements. We've added a members only special conversation on the day before Founders Day with my family. So that's going to be fun. And people have submitted questions and we'll do like a little round table about what it was like, you know, working for and being raised by my father, our father. And then on Thursday, on the actual Founders Day, we are adding a couple of elements. There's a street naming ceremony. Councilman Kenyatta Johnson is going to be naming the 18th and Wharton for my father. Wow. And that's the site of his first medical center. So it's very, very nostalgic, and there's a lot of, memory there. And so we're going to be doing our in-person activation at 18th and Wharton. So we'll have activities and speakers and different things happening on site there. But then we're going to be doing a day of virtual panels covering those three areas that were very important to my father: health and wellness, economic empowerment, and independent media. And we're adding another component where we're honoring five people who have really made an impact in the city. And the other piece that we're really excited, and this was really the brainchild of our new program director, Tiffany Bacon, is that those five honorees will actually be celebrated in like word and song on Labor Day. They're going to, each of the honorees will have a 3-hour block of time where they'll be talking about their personal journeys, how they got involved in the work that they're doing. And it's going to be, they've come up with their own playlist that kind of describes their life in song. So it should be really interesting. And some people are like very high profile, and I think it'll be interesting to see what their song selection and what their story actually is. But we're super excited about all of it.
Wow. And WURD, for folks who don't know, is the only Black owned radio station in Pennsylvania.
Talk radio station
yes. In Pennsylvania, because there are music stations. So talk radio station in Pennsylvania, always in the middle of things when it comes to the Black community. And how do you view your dad's legacy when think about what WURD does and the reason why he purchased WURD in the first place?
I mean, my dad purchased WURD because he was convinced by radio icon Cody Anderson that Philadelphia, the Black community in Philadelphia, needed and deserved a space where they could speak and be heard in their own voice. And at that time, in like 2001, WHAT was going out of business, and there was going to be no Black talk radio in Philadelphia. And we have this long legacy of Black talk radio here in Philly. And so, Cody came to my dad and he said, Doc, a lot of people are going to come to you with asking for money, but you can't give everybody money, but you can give them a voice. And that really resonated with my father. He got into media strictly to empower the Black community in Philadelphia. And that's what it's all about. It's about giving our community a place where we can celebrate our successes. We can, experience our anguish as a community. We can, talk about all the things that don't necessarily get talked about in mainstream media because it's not seen as newsworthy. And so we're unapologetically Black, and we're going to continue to be that. And that is the gift of my father's legacy.
And with that, I want to say thank you so much, Sarah Lomax-Free, CEO of WURD.
WURD is a WHYY media partner. For details on the Founders Day activities, go to WURDradio.com.